You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. You have arrived at yet another fine hour of quality jazz music. We call this Neon Jazz, and we welcome you to the show. From a promising and young jazz contemporary out of Philadelphia, that was Buzz Hendricks with his band Somewhere Off Jazz Street with the tune If I Had a Reason off the 2008 disc Stories from Midnight Street. This album is an example of quality experimental contemporary jazz, and is somewhat similar to what could be considered a jazz opera in instrumental mode. Some have noted that it is quite reminiscent of Phil Spector and his Wall of Sound. A very cool listen indeed. Thanks for joining me on this new journey into the jazz. This is your host, Joe Domino, here to get the music brain moving and the foot tapping. Coming to you from the home of the old political boss, Tom Pendergast, and his means to keeping jazz going strong in a small Midwestern city, Kansas City, Missouri, featuring a quality mix of old standards and contemporary cats. Coming at you next on the program is Art Pepper with the 1959 tune Jazz Meet Blues off the Art Pepper Meets the Rhythm Section album.
Broadway, Broadway, everybody's happy and gay. Where the night is brighter than day, all along Broadway. Sweethearts and beaux on the way to movies and shows, dressed up in their Sunday best clothes, up and down Broadway. Out of town, I low down when I walk along the main street. Anywhere, I don't care, but I always find Main Street just another Main Street. Broadway, Broadway, take a little time out for play, where the joy of living holds me.
This is a great find. That was Pacific Northwest native Greta Matassa with the song Broadway. She has won a host of awards in the Seattle area for her prowess with the jazz microphone. Matassa's fascination with songs began early in her life. Her family moved frequently when she was small, but by the time she entered middle school, they had settled in the Puget Sound opposite Seattle. This is what she said about her childhood. Growing up, my parents were big jazz fans, and we had a lot of jazz music around the house. They were happy to encourage my interest in music. My father is a visual artist, and we used to spend hours talking about abstract expressionism and how that related to jazz. Very cool. Here's another modern track via Last.fm's website. This is Antoine Smith with his song Mr. Puin off the 2007 disc Twain.
This is Neon Jazz.
I wanna know what's carnival for. Going down in your lane, I've got my ticket in my hand. Going down in your lane, I've got my ticket in my hand. When I get in your lane, I wanna see the Zulu King. Down on the airport and do me. Yes, down in your lane, on the airport and do me. Gonna make it my standing place until I see the Zulu Queen. Thank you.
That was an old analog classic from the early days of jazz. That was Professor Longhair with the song New Orleans Piano off the Mardi Gras in New Orleans album. Known as Ray Baldhead Bird, or Fess, Professor Longhair was a New Orleans blues singer and pianist. Professor Longhair is noteworthy for having been active in two distinct periods, both in the heyday of the early rhythm and blues and in the resurgence of interest in traditional jazz after the founding of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Professor Longhair was way too weird to sell millions of records. He had to be content with surging musical offspring who were simple enough to manage that, and many were influenced by Longhair. Up next on the show, another tasty track via the Last FM's website with Antony Rajakov with the song When the Waves Are Trying to Catch.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
Cool modern tune on this episode of Neon Jazz. That was jazz tenor saxophonist Scott Hamilton with the song Jitterbug Waltz on the 2006 Jazz Signatures album. He was heavy into the swing and mainstream jazz movement and emerged in the 1970s. And at that time, he was considered to be one of the few musicians of real talent who carried the tradition of the classic jazz tenor saxophone in the style of Ben Webster, Coleman Hawkins, as well as Zoot Sims and Don Byas forward. He began playing in various rhythm and blues outfits in Providence, Rhode Island, but subsequently shifted to jazz and the tenor saxophone. In 1976, he moved to New York City by the recommendation of Roy Eldridge. He has recorded over 40 albums over his very long career. Up next on the program, Prince, Lasha, and Sonny Simmons team up for the 1967 song Firebirds off the Prelude to Bird album.
Thank you.
That was Bebop hero and drummer Kenny Clarke with the song Afternoon in Paris on the 2001 disc Meets the Detroit Man. I personally have spent several afternoons in Paris, and this song quite captures the essence. Clarke was nicknamed Klook and later known as Laquiad Ali Salam. He was an early innovator of the bebop style of drumming. As the house drummer at Minton's Playhouse in the early 1940s, he participated in the after-hours jams that led to the birth of bebop, which in turn led to modern jazz. While in New York, he played with the major innovators of the emerging bop style, Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, and Thelonious Monk, along with others, as well as musicians of the prior generation. This was said about his playing. The vibration of the cymbal, once set in motion, is maintained throughout the number, producing a shimmering texture of sound that supports, agitates, and inspires the linemen. This is the tonal fabric of bebop jazz, and therein lies the definition of a major jazz movement. Here's yet another cool modern track from a musician featured at the start of this program, Buzz Hendricks. Here's the song Circumstance from his band, the Jazz Street Trio. This song includes a keyboard using the Reason 3 music software program. Dig it.
Break it down, boys, break it down, boys. king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man, make curls and stroll right into town and be just like those other men. I'm tired of monkeying around. Oh, ooby doo, I wanna be like you. Me.
This is a talented newcomer to the world of jazz music. That was pop and jazz singer, composer Lucy Woodward with the song I Wanna Be Like You off the 2010 album Hooked. Leading us out of this episode of Neon Jazz is going to be the Kansas City native, pianist, and band leader Benny Moten with the song Oh Eddie off his 1929 to 1930 album. Let us know what you think about our little Jazz Shack show by sending us an email at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Thanks again for spending an hour with us. This is your radio host, Joe Domino, bringing you a slice of America's greatest original invention, jazz. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.
Produced at the studios of Yowza, Kansas City, Missouri. All rights reserved.